This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mention my name, Jeff Calkins. You get an additional $50 off the project. So give them a call. Redeemers Group, 541-8765, 541-8765, or on the web at redeemersgroup.com. When we come back, Chris Harrington is going to join us. Talk to him about the Grizzlies coaching search and more. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's spring. Time to get out of the house and try something new, get together with friends, maybe plan a family gathering, and there's no better place to do it than Bounty on Broad, the beautiful farm-to-table restaurant that makes you feel happy as soon as you walk in the door. Try the brunch menu, which may be the best in town. They've got barbecue Benedict with smoked pork shoulder, green cabbage slaw, and poached eggs. They've got waffle Foster with brandied bananas, whipped cream, toasted almond, and powdered sugar. They've got smoked Gouda grits, braised collard greens, and of course, they have the fried Gulf oysters tossed in cornmeal, which are simply the best fried oysters I've ever had. Add a mimosa or a glass of wine, and at Bounty, because of their unique Coravin wine system, all their wines are available by the glass, and it'll be the perfect meal. Bounty can accommodate private parties from 12 all the way up to 200 guests. It's located at 2519 Broad Avenue. Call them today at 901-410-8131 and add some zest to your spring.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Yeah, I'll get straight to it. I'm looking for the fastest internet.
Well, with Xfinity, you can get the fastest, most reliable internet, and you can pause your in-home Wi-Fi for family time.
Wow, internet that's crazy fast and reliable? It's like a cheetah that you trust enough to house-sit your pets.
I don't know if you should trust a cheetah with your pets.
Well, you're the one who said he's crazy fast and reliable.
No, I said Xfinity XFi is.
Just like the cheetah.
We're still talking about internet, right?
It doesn't matter. I'll take it.
Get speed, coverage, and control with Xfinity XFi. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Xfinity lets you customize your own package and save. Learn more. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $30 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add XFi Advantage for enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay, and 63019. Restrictions apply. New performance starter, 25 megabits per second. Internet customers only. Actual speeds vary. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with GEICO.
You go in for a hug, but the huggee pulls up for a handshake. You couldn't save yourself from the crushing inner cringe of a handshake-hug mix-up. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to GEICO.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the GEICO Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your dopey arms, extended like a wounded bird, have become your biggest problem, you should know GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
GEICO even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
Huh.
And while hugs don't always go as expected, you could expect your local GEICO agent to help you save even more.
Ooh.
You couldn't save yourself the embarrassment of a handshake hug, but you could save yourself hundreds with GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and AutoPay. Offerings 5/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
This is Andy Wise. For 20 years, I was Memphis TV's chief consumer investigator. I'm out of TV news now, but I'm still your consumer investigator. I've launched my own consumer advocacy venture called Wise Choices at AndyWiseChoices.com, where I still work for your protection and where I endorse local companies with your best interest. And one of those companies is Cooper Systems. I came to know Cooper Systems when I partnered with Lee and Lauren Cooper and their staff on an undercover investigation of computer repair businesses. Lee and his crack technicians helped me uncover some pretty bad deals. They helped me hold lesser computer repair shops accountable. For over 26 years, Cooper Systems has been solving computer problems honestly and at a fair price. You want reputation? You want locally owned? You want an impeccable record? You want Cooper Systems. For the best in computer repair, virus removal, data recovery, crack screens, for active customers, they'll even come to your house to repair your computer. Cooper Systems also has great deals on new and refurbished PCs and Apple Macs, desktops, laptops, and printers and monitors, too. For all of your computer needs, trust Cooper Systems to be your wise choice.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
JJ Hottail here. As an ex-professional race car driver, I'm used to taking risks, which isn't always so good when it comes to driving off the track.
Uh-oh.
But that's why I'm insured by Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I can get a great rate regardless of my driving history. They understand that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Save up to 25% with discounts at Direct Auto. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today.
Direct General Group, Nashville. Rates vary. Discounts subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts cost.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN, WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. This is 92.9 FM ESPN. Data message rates apply, national contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. and right now.
So it's time for your 10 o'clock cash code here for the Unicorn Cash on 92.9 FM ESPN. Text HIDDEN. H-I-D-D-E-N. Text HIDDEN, H-I-D-D-E-N, to 72881 here in the next 54 minutes, and you're automatically entered for your chance to win $1,000. Again, that word is HIDDEN, H-I-D-D-E-N, H-I-D-E-E-N, to 72881. Data and message rates may apply. Your next chance to win is at 11 a.m. right here on 92.9 FM ESPN, right before the Jason and John Show gets kicked off. 7 a.m. till 7 p.m., it is Unicorn Cash here on 92.9 FM ESPN. One last time, text HIDDEN, H-I-D-D-E-N, H-I-D-D-E-N, 72881. Good luck.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location. Let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what is this we're listening to?
It's a location by Khalid, young pop R&B singer who will be one of the headliners at Bill Street Music Fest tomorrow night.
Okay. So the Grizzlies coaching search continues, evidently. We hear from various quarters, most recently from Adrian Wojnarowski. Before I get into the latest candidate, were you fine with the Grizzlies not having a search last time? Like, they got a lot of criticism last time around for not doing what they're doing this time around, which is interviewing lots of people. What was your view of that?
Yeah, I was not critical of that last time. Maybe I should have been. It ended up sort of not working out. But, you know, Bickerstaff, I think, had acquitted himself fairly well given the context. I mean, not in the one loss record, but, I mean, they were trying to lose. And the key thing was the players. They'd gone through all this turmoil with the Fizdale stuff and with all the with everything, and the players wanted him back. Like, he had the endorsement of Conley and Gasol, and it wasn't so much like to me, what I was persuaded by wasn't so much appeasing players. It was those players knew more than we did. Like, I sort of trusted their opinion on whether he was a good coach or not more than I trusted my own, based on what I had to see. Like, they're on the practice floor with him. They're in the locker room with him. It was sort of hard to judge him as a coach in a half season in which the team was trying to lose. And so I just felt like, you know, A, these guys know more about basketball than I do, Mike Conley and Marcus All, and B, they have a better standard to judge him. And so I sort of just yielded to that.
Well, and I honestly didn't criticize it either. Mine was sort of more practical. They knew who they were going to hire. Like right. they could have gone out. It's not like
the same thing as Dave Yeager, right? They did a search and they hired Dave Yeager, which is what they were always going to do to begin with.
Right. I mean, they knew who they were going to hire, and they'd literally just done a search. That whole – they'd talked to everybody a year and a half earlier.
Right.
So they'd literally just – and that, maybe there were some new candidates, but they weren't going to – you know, people, look at – but they weren't going to get Budenholzer or whatever. They weren't going to – like – so given what they were going to do – which was hired J.B. Bickerstaff, I didn't mind that they didn't have a bunch of meaningless interviews with people.
Right.
And honestly, like, they had a strategy last year, and the strategy was to continuity, put some old players or veteran players, high IQ, et cetera, around Mark and Mike and convey the pick. That was their strategy. And it didn't work.
Right.
It didn't work. Why didn't it work?
Well, I mean, we spent a whole year on that, but and there was not one reason why it didn't work. It was a, you know, an accumulation of reasons. And so, Shelvin Mack and Garrett Temple, I mean, looked good for a month, and then they became Shelvin Mack and Garrett Temple. And I think they put too much emphasis on those players. I think Marcus All, you know, messed up his ankle and kept playing on it and stopped being good. And And they were always supposed to be a 30-something win team,
right?
Which is what they ended up being.
I guess my larger question, and again, I'm going to coaching search in a minute too, is when you look back over the history of the Grizzlies since the halcyon grit grind, the halcyon days of the playoff team, when they were at their, like, what if the, it feels, I mean, and even in that interview that we did with Kleiman and Wexler, they said we have been reactive, right?
Right.
I guess looking back at it, they have been reactive, but they've been basically the decision was let's keep this going and make it as good as it can be for as long as it can be. And honestly, that included the Jeff Green trade. Like, they said, let's see what wait. And I think they misjudged Jeff Green. They should have probably known in a way that I did not that he wasn't a good basketball player.
Well, that was the domino. That was
right.
Really the domino was trading for Jeff Green because it put you in this traffic thing that they're still dealing with, which was part of the motivation of trying to be decent last year. And then B, the fact that he didn't work out leads you to go sign Chandler Parsons. And if Jeff Green had worked out and been who they thought he was, they wouldn't have signed Chandler Parsons. It'd still just be Jeff Green. And so trading for Jeff Green was really in an attempt, which was not a bad idea to it was just the wrong guy, but in an attempt to give the extra juice while you're transitioning, you know, from the Zebo Tony to the next thing, missing on Jeff Green, which put you in the hole on your draft pick and led you to then go into free agency and go after Chandler Parsons, which was the miss. I mean, that really sort of set up all the complications that they're still dealing with. Even with the new front office, they still have a year of Chandler Parsons on the books. They still have a draft pick that they owe. And so, it's, you know, they can say and maybe back it up, you know, we're going to be strategic instead of reactive. They still got to dig out from those two things.
Right. In a sense, you have to react to your circumstances, right? I mean,
right.
Whatever they are, you are absolutely reacting to your circumstances. I was listening to Joe Mullinax on with Gary yesterday, and he said, well, let's say they don't convey the pick this year and they want to convey it next year and they're going to keep my – I think that's what's changed. I think they have,
right.
With respect to the pick, they've just said we're not going to, quote-unquote, keep Mike Conley next year in an attempt to convey the pick. Like, we're just not going to.
Well, it's sort of like, you know, remember when Jerry West came in, he inherited a similar albatross, which
right.
Ended up being really bad, and it cost him the number two pick. But it wasn't a Jerry West books, right? It was bad, but it wasn't. When the bad thing happened, you know, he could rightly blame it on the guy before. And so that's sort of, even though Kleiman and Wexler have been here, neither of them was a party to that decision. And so it's not on their books. Like, they'll have to deal with it. But, you know, when it happens and everyone hates that this is happening, it won't be, you know, they can rightly say, like, we just had to get through it. Like, you know, so they don't have to keep shoveling out from under it in the same way, or don't feel like they have to.
Right. No, I think that's right. It's not on their books. It is an interesting question, though. Like, when the Jeff Green trade happened, I mean, I don't know that the Chandler Parsons thing isn't on the books of Robert Pera, Joe Abadi, yeah, et cetera. Like, they're still here. It's on their book. Like, now,
The Chandler Parsons thing is definitely, I mean, I don't think Abadi's that involved with basketball stuff anymore. But the Parsons thing is definitely on the Pera record in a prominent way.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's funny because wasn't Pera the owner? Was he the owner? But it was just a Levian production then. Was a Jeff Green trade a Levian trade? Was that a?
No, that was Chris Wallace.
It was Wallace.
But they had contemplated trading for Jeff Green the year before when it was a Levian front office.
Right.
When they made the Rudy Gay trade, you know, and Tayshaun Francis, a small forward they brought in, a trade to Boston for Jeff Green, I don't know whether it could have happened or not, but that was something that was considered that year by a different front office. And then it was finally done the next year.
Was Jaeger a fan of – I'm not, like, trying to go through and parse this all out again. That's not my goal. I'm just curious now. I'm just trying to rethink the Jeff Green thing. And Jaeger obviously had a split with the front office at the end when they traded Courtney Lee, and, like, he hated everything they did at that trade deadline, which I thought actually was smart, the things they did at that trade deadline, trying to get picks. Was he a Jeff Green guy? Do we know where that –
I think so. That was the sense. Yeah. Obviously, he moved Jeff Green to the starting lineup at power forward and moved Zach Randolph to the bench behind Jeff Green for a little while. But, yeah, so every indication that I had or other people I know had was a yes, he was a believer in Jeff Green.
All right, so now they are doing this coaching search. And Yesikaivichus is the Jonas Yesikaivichus.
Sarunas,
Yesikaivichus. I was so focused on the last name that I blew the first one. Yesikaivichus is
Sarunas Yesikaivichus.
That guy. He is the most recent candidate. What do you think?
You know, it's funny. He, in a lot of ways, it's very similar to the Alex Jensen guy who we talked about yesterday from Utah. And you wonder if that's coincidental or if they have a type, right? Well, maybe we'll see if a third name emerges, but they're both young, early 40s. They both have a record of head coaching success in, I think, what's safe to call lesser professional leagues. With Jensen, it was, you know, coach of the year in the D League, and with Yesikaivichus, it is, you know, the Lithuanian Pro League and then Euro League, where he has been a successful head coach. And they are both sort of have a reputation. You know, and with Jensen, like, you know, his head coaching days were a few years in the past, so it's sort of hard to say he's an assistant. But they both have a reputation for being, you know, tacticians and for fostering good ball movement and sort of good offensive execution. And so they fit very similar profiles.
Yeah. Yeah, what I heard, I mean, what I saw all over was, God, I love his stuff. You know, I love the stuff he runs. You know, you saw that a lot with him.
Because everyone's watching Zalgiris and the Lithuanian league. Some of that stuff I roll my eyes at. Like when the guy from the assistant GM from Houston gets the job in Minnesota, and everyone's like, "Oh, that's a great hire." Like, are you in the meetings at Houston? Like, what do you know about what this guy's doing, right?
I was going to get to that in a minute. It's funny because someone asked on Twitter, "Why isn't this guy already in the NBA?" And someone who
he's 43. I mean,
well, someone says, well, yeah, he interviewed in Toronto evidently last year,
right? Which is, by the way, that's a good sign to me, because if I trust anyone making basketball decisions in the NBA, right, it's Masai Ujiri.
Well, which way does it cut? He decided not to hire him, though. He did interview him, but he decided not to hire him. Anyway, this guy says, and he's in Birmingham, England, and he's responding to why he hasn't come to the NBA yet. And he says, one, he is patriotic. Another one is he refuses all assistant roles. he has high requirements. He wants to choose players. And then he quotes him on his future with Zalgiris, quote, "You will have to kick me out of here with two legs unless something miraculous happens." I don't think they want a coach who wants to choose players here, do you?
I don't.
I don't know that he – yeah, so, I mean, who knows? But I'm all in favor of I'm all in favor. And you were not you're not quaking at the fact that Minnesota hired a assistant from – because a lot of people were – the guy's name is Gerson Rosas, I guess. And people are all – look at this. Everyone around the Grizzlies is doing smart things, hiring smart people, and the sky is falling.
Well, I mean, I have no idea. It's like the hot young assistant coach, right? Like, I have no idea whether he's going to do a great job in Minnesota. Neither does anybody else. No one has any idea. But I do think if someone knows a little bit about the Minnesota Timberwolves and the history there with Glenn Taylor,
right?
Glenn Taylor's had a problem over the years of not wanting, and you can really list to Robert Parra if you want to, of not wanting to get out of his comfort zone. It's a very familial kind of environment. It's like, you know, Kevin McHale, the Minnesota guy, Flip Saunders, the Minnesota guy, and there's a lot of that, right? And now their new coach is Flip Saunders' son. There's a lot of, like, keeping it in-house over the years. And so for him to reach outside of the organization and outside of the Minnesota basketball world to bring in just a guy who everyone thinks is, like, the smart guy who should get one of the next jobs, I do think – if I were a Minnesota fan, I'd be happy about that. That doesn't mean it'll go well or it'll go poorly. I mean, I don't know. I do think it's certainly true that if you look at what's happened in New Orleans with the David Griffin hire, you look at what's happened in Minnesota with the Rosas, I guess, hire, those are more when the press conference kind of hires than what the Grizzlies have done or what they seem likely to do. Now, I don't care about winning a press conference.
Or having a press conference.
Right, yes.
can't win one if you don't have one. Right, exactly.
You can't lose one if you don't have one.
Good point. Fine point. Yep.
And so, like, the Grizzlies are not making the win the press conference hires. The question is going to be whether they're making good decisions, and we're just not going to know that. Now, if you ask me, would I rather if they have hired David Griffin? Sure. But I don't know. Like, I'm not going to prejudge what's going to happen based on the optics of the hires, right? I think we've learned too much about that.
Right. That makes total sense. You got Toronto and the Sixers tonight. There was a piece in The Athletic. Mark's usage rate with the Grizzlies was 22.3%. Toronto regular season, 16.3%. Playoffs, 11.6%. Usage rate. What do you make of it? Obviously, they switched Tobias Harris onto him. He did not, quote unquote, take advantage of that. I don't know. What do you make of this?
Well, I mean, there's sort of different ways to look at it. It's a little bit of both. It's mostly star. Part of it is there was no Kawhi Leonard in Memphis, right? And so he had the all-star level point guard on Mike Conley. But then that was it. Like, he didn't have Kawhi Leonard and Pascal Siakam at the wing and forward. And so you would expect his usage rate to go down and fairly significantly in Toronto. The question is, usage rate is not a qualitative statistic. It's not good to have a high one or bad to have a low one. It's all relative to team context. And so when the rest of that team is scoring well, like they were in game one, like Saul having a low usage rate is what it should be. When they're not getting the offense from the other players is when you probably want him to step up and be a little bit more of a factor, which he wasn't in game two. And so I think the right usage rate for Marc Gasol is contextual to the rest of the team. And it may be different sort of game to game, right? And so I think that's just how the game goes. As far as the Tobias thing, I mean, it's not – when they made that switch, they did go into the post to Gasol quite a bit. It didn't always result in shots by Marc Gasol. A lot of times it resulted in doubles and kickouts, which is another way that you can't just go by box scores. I do think in game two, Toronto would have won that game if Gasol has a better game offensively. If instead of 1-for-6, he's 4-for-9, you know, like even just a little bit better, they probably win that game. at the same time, they were still a lot better with him in the game than out of the game. He was like a plus 9 or plus 10 or whatever. And so, you know, they would have won that game with a better Marc Gasol. They would have won that game with a better Danny Green, with a better Serge Ibaka. Like, they just needed to be a little bit better around Kawhi Leonard in game 2 to win that game, whoever it came from. And Marc Gasol is obviously one person that could come from. But, you know, the idea that Toronto doesn't need Marc Gasol to put up shots and to have the usage he had in Memphis. And if they have that usage and that shot rate from Marc Gasol, they're probably not going very far,
right,
to be honest.
By the way, while we're on the topic of Tobias Harris, a lot of various people have had him theorizing that he could end up in Memphis. How could Tobias Harris?
I don't know where that's coming. I mean, I've seen Shams. Shams had a story. Someone else said something?
No, maybe it was Shams. A list of teams that were interested. How would that come to pass? He's an unrestricted, right?
It probably won't.
Yes.
I talked to somebody about that this morning, trying to theorize. I can't figure out. He didn't just write that out of nowhere. So he heard something from somebody. I have a hard time believing there's anything to that. As far as how it could come to pass, there's more than one way it could come to pass. To sign to Harris outright in free agency, there's a lot of stuff that would need to happen to get the Grizzlies to that point.
Right.
And that it could happen, but we're talking like 3 or 4 different things need to happen. The more likely scenario, which is still a highly unlikely scenario, is a sign and trade for Mike Conley. You know, I think Mike Conley would be really good in Philly with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. And you know, Tobias Harris would have to agree to that. But in theory, like Tobias Harris sign and trade from Philly to Memphis for Mike Conley, that's probably the way it makes the most sense, not a free agent signing.
He would be good in Philly. He can shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would be good in Philly. Anyway, all right, we appreciate it, Chris. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks.
That is Chris Harrington. In the meantime, Affordable Blinds of Memphis just keep sending people there, and they just keep getting happier and happier. You heard yesterday John Martin talking about it. Ron Olson has been in contact with him. It's Chip Wiggins, lifelong Memphian. He's got this business called Affordable Blinds. It's called that because they are, in fact, affordable blinds. Blinds, shades, shutters. But it's honestly, like, just meet with him. You'll see why people are so happy. Well, he's a professional. He's really a nice guy. He will come to your home he still does, even though it's a significant company now, he still does all of the initial consultations himself. They have a mobile showroom. They'll show you all the options. Maybe you want exterior shutters, which can totally transform the way your house looks from the outside. Beautiful new exterior shutters. He can help you with that. He'll measure, he'll price, he'll whatever. And if you want to proceed within 1 to 3 weeks, it can be done. Go to their Facebook page, Affordable Blinds and Shutters Facebook page, and you can look at some of this stuff, videos of some of this stuff. Go to their website, Affordable Blinds in Memphis, or just give them a call, 753-582-2. When we come back, I said that John Martin had a piece up about the Memphis Tigers and what he believes is going to happen. I was meaning to get to that earlier, but we got waylaid by this debate on whether people veer wildly back and forth in their romantic relationships based on hair color, which is a Jeffrey's cockamamie theory. And so it got me totally off stride. John had some interesting things to say in this piece in The Athletic. I'm going to go over them plus more when we return. It's Jeff Gawkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis has the unicorn players. 92.9 has the unicorn cash. Listen at the top of every hour for the code word. Text that word to 72881. Data message rates apply. National contest. You could win the unicorn cash. Crazy good players. Crazy amounts of cash for you.
That's crazy.
92.9 FM ESPN.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay. Offer ends 5/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. Whether you're celebrating an engagement, birthday, or corporate event, let Felicia Suzanne's host your special event. We have several private dining options and can accommodate both large and small groups. We can even customize our menu options to fit your taste and your budget. Felicia Suzanne's can also cater the celebration at your place. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com for more details.
If you own a commercial building and someone tells you you need a new roof, don't do it. Instead, call Joe Stallmaker at 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings. Let Joe show you how restoring your existing roof with a quality coating system can save you up to 70%. All roof coating systems come with a 5 to 15 year leak-free warranty, so you get the benefits of a new roof and big savings. Call 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings at 287-1923 or visit them at 901waterproofing.com and give your old roof a new life.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger, with product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions, an easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly. I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit OrionFCU.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities. Making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Mystic the other day. The Mystic is a happens once a month. It's at a concourse. It's at the Crosstown Concourse, and Michael Greenstein was presiding this time. Scott Morris is involved with it. John Kilzer used to be, and it's sort of a. It's spiritual. You could say a spiritual gathering. And in the after the spiritual gathering was over, I went up to see Mary, who's Scott's wife. And know what she noticed?
How sporty you looked?
She noticed my pants. She noticed like I'd been...
How good they look?
She liked, yeah. It was a very mystical quality to them. She noticed my my Peter Millar pants.
You know, for those that don't believe in
the
God,
power,
you know...
Like, exactly right.
They clearly have never worn Peter Millar five pockets.
That's my point. That is my point. Also... This weekend, by the way, you should go to the Mystic. It's great. It's lovely. This was on learning to love one's scars, which is an interesting concept. I got a bunch. But this weekend at Oak Hall, knit shirts. Buy one. Get not just this weekend, up through this weekend. This week and this weekend. So
available now.
Today. Available now. Knit shirts. Buy one. Get one half off. Buy any knit shirt. And the second one is half price. That's a good deal. Every brand in the store, Faherty, Johnny O, Alan Payne, Peter Millar. Which of these do you favor?
I'm a Peter Millar guy.
Peter Millar. Mm-hmm. The list goes on. Buy one, get the other one half off. That is ongoing right now, and it goes through Saturday. So you have till Saturday to take advantage of this deal. All right. So I mentioned earlier, John Martin has written a piece at The Athletic. I got to tweet it out. Could Memphis really sign three or four of the best remaining recruits plus a top grad transfer? Yes. So let's go through some of the things that John said here.
All right.
Okay. First, let's begin with the current roster, he says. They have three available scholarships, but the number should grow by one soon. David Winge Jr., a gifted shooter who was injured during his entire freshman season, is expected to transfer in the coming days, according to Jonah Jordan of the Daily Memphian. He didn't actually say that part. I just threw that in because Jonah's still here. As of Wednesday, not in the transfer portal, but he is back home in Winnebago, Nebraska. Increasingly hard to see Winget getting any minutes next season, and so that's it. Well, we knew that, right? So there you go. Okay.
It's why when everyone says about the scholarships.
I was never worried about the scholarships.
How is he going to sort out the scholarships?
All of a sudden, Antoine Jones is gone. All of a sudden, David Winget's gone. Like, you know, I hate to say it. Like,
it's just, hey, listen, and by the way, that's also usually, especially when you're bringing in good players, that's kind of how this thing works, and that's a good sign.
I don't think, has anyone ever turned down a great player because they didn't have a scholarship? You had, what's his name, who went to Tennessee midseason, Jarnell Stokes, but I don't know that he was going to come to Memphis anyway. I'll be honest, I don't think he was. Like, people, Memphis used that as an excuse, like, well, we didn't have a scholarship, but I don't actually think he was going to go to Memphis anyway.
I find
he was always headed towards Tennessee.
The example would be, I know everyone is saying, okay, well, R.J. Hampton is now cooling on Duke, and that's primarily because of playing time. I find it hard to believe if R.J. Hampton, obviously I'm not saying, but if R.J. Hampton goes to Coach USA and says, I want to come to Duke, I don't think he's going to go, you know, we're full.
No, they're not going to go full, but he might not say that because he looks at there and doesn't think he's going to get playing time.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. Right. But the example is not a scholarship issue.
It's not a scholarship issue. That's a playing time issue. That's why you see people. That's why you saw Alvin Kamara leaving. Right?
Yes.
Exactly. But so anyway. Okay. So then we move to Lester Quinones. Essentially narrowed his choice to Memphis, Indiana, but as John puts it, simply put, the Tigers would have to bungle the recruitment between now and May 10th to lose him.
That seems more than fair from non-sources that are not John, that aren't other Memphis sources.
That's pretty short. To be in a position where you would have to bungle it means I'm just chalking him up, okay?
Yep.
We're just chalking him up. And right there, let's be honest, you've got Wiseman, you've got DJ Jeffries, you got Malcolm Dandridge, and you got Lester Quinones. You got Damian Baugh. Like, right, just stop there. What a crazy recruiting class. He is a four-star shooter, Lester Quinones is, a 6'5", IMG, 62nd in the country, and he's picking between Memphis and Indiana, and he's going to pick Memphis.
Yes.
And he's not even, like, one of the lead guys. Clearly better than any player Tubby ever recruited here, right? I mean, higher ranked than any player Tubby ever recruited here.
Low bar, but yes.
Low bar. Like, and we just sort of like, whatever. So we're going to chalk him up. Okay?
You're taller than Jeffrey.
We're chalking him up. Now we move on to Precious Achiuwa. Again, people can read this. They can only read it if they subscribe to The Athletic. I do subscribe to The Athletic. I believe in paying for journalism. I pay for The Daily Memphian. I pay for The Athletic. I pay for The Commercial Appeal. I pay for The Washington Post. I believe in paying for journalism. This insanity that people think it should be free, and I enjoy The Athletic. I read about Buffalo in The Athletic. I read about Memphis in The Athletic. I enjoy The Athletic. So anyway, there's my Athletic endorsement. Precious Achiuwa took official visit with Memphis last week. We know that. Second trip to campus. John writes, my understanding is the visit was pretty much perfect. Came with two of his brothers. And they were very comfortable here. He says that Achiuwa is now in Los Angeles for the Ball is Life All-American game. And I'm told he could scoot over to UCLA for a visit. But the Tigers are, as of today, the favorite to land him. He could scoot over to UCLA for it. Isn't it crazy who they're competing against here and beating?
Here's Precious Achiuwa's list right now. Kansas, North Carolina, UConn, Georgia, and Memphis.
It's just fantastic. And then we go to Trended Watford, who he is pessimistic on. Watford's ties to Memphis, well known. He's known Mike Miller since he was five, played for Ernie Kuiper. They're still involved in good position. But as John says, Watford has known what's available at Memphis basically for a year, and he's known Miller for forever. So why hasn't he committed yet if he was going to commit? And so is pessimistic of about – sounds like he's pessimistic about Trended Watford. But Rajon Tucker, who is, of course, the grad transfer from Arkansas, Little Rock, he visited Memphis last week, as we know. He's at Iowa State – was Iowa at State yesterday and Kansas today.
Correct.
Once again. So he loves Memphis, and they feel confident about him, about Rajon Tucker. So far we've got Kanonis, yes. Precious, probably yes, but right?
Of the three,
the least certain of the three.
Yes, of the three
it
that
sounds
we're
like it sounds like Rajon Tucker, yes. Kanonis, yes.
Yes. Unless Rajon gets unexpected information at the NBA Combine.
Right. He could, yes.
Correct.
Yes. That seems unlikely, though. But you could just decide to go anyway. Like, you could
sure. You can
decide,
I want to go be a professional.
And then RJ Hampton, who Jonah said is this, what he would put second on the list of most likely. He, of course, it's Kansas, Kentucky, Memphis, and Texas Tech. His dad loves Mike Miller, which is a huge plus. He writes, most have assumed this is a race between Kansas and Memphis, but I heard Wednesday night, that's last night, that Texas Tech is a sleeper. But there's no question that with a high-low tandem of Wiseman and Hampton, that would be crazy, right? That would be absolutely crazy. He writes, to bottom line it, I'd say it's very much a possibility Hardaway signs Kanonis, Achua, Tucker, and Hampton to a class that already includes Wiseman and three more top 130 players, DJ Jeffries, Malcolm Dandridge, and Damian Ball. That's nuts, absolutely nuts. But let's just say they just get Kanonis and Tucker, right? Let's just say they just get Kanonis. Let's just say they only get Kanonis.
That seems to be the bare minimum.
It seems something at that level
seems
to be the bare minimum.
Yes.
It's still absolutely nuts.
Well, yeah, it's still now you're going into a top 7
so
here's 8 class.
Here's a question that I someone pointed out on Twitter that this between the NBA lottery and this is a crazy month for potential basketball players coming to Memphis, right?
Yes.
I'm going to give you a choice. You get to have a recruiting class that includes all of those guys. We'll say not Watford, but we're going to say Hampton. We're going to say Precious Achiuwa. We're going to say Kanonis. We're going to say Tucker, right? All the four of those four dudes, okay? You get that. You already have Wiseman, et cetera. Or you can have Zion.
I'm taking Zion every time.
It's still true, isn't it?
Yeah, because...
Now, the argument for the other one is... Here's the argument. For the other one. The argument for the other one is you could actually finally, in Memphis, win a title, which we have never done. The Grizzlies have never won a title, and the Memphis Tiger basketball team had never won a title.
Yeah.
You get that group of players, and you're not likely to win a title. No one would say you're more likely than not to win a title, but you would have talent to finally win a title. And even adding Zion to the Grizzlies, you're not likely to win a title, right? So the argument would be, sure, that's only a year. It's only a burst and an opportunity for 1 year, and these guys are all going to be gone. Well, a lot of them are going to be gone after a year. And so you just don't take that over Zion. But the argument would be you have a chance to win a championship that way.
in my
that would be the argument. I don't believe that argument. I believe that in the end, Zion is such a singular phenomenon, and that I'd take Zion.
Jason and I were discussing this when you were asking me on Monday morning about the scene in Nashville. Did that make me jealous and whatnot? And I told you it didn't really, because I didn't think Memphis. It wasn't like it was Memphis was getting the draft or Nashville was getting the draft. Like it was, I was able to compartmentalize. But Jason and I started discussing every time Memphis has had a chance to be on the national stage, we've delivered. The Western Conference Finals. Bill Simmons still to this day talks about how great the experience was. If you add Zion Williamson, you start bringing the national spotlight
back
on the city.
When the fight.
Exactly.
Now, the Western Conference Finals, let's be honest, as a competitive adventure,
right, but
sucked.
But the experience that people had.
I don't recall it being a sweep.
Correct. It was a sweep.
No, every time people come to Memphis, whether it's for an NCAA tournament or whether it's for
the regional semifinals, finals,
it is a great party town. It is a great downtown. It's great. It's people love it. And you're right. People would come to Memphis, and many more than would come during it. And over, certainly, you'd certainly have him for whatever, 5 or 6 years, right? Even if he ultimately flew the coop. And so I think you'd have to pick Zion.
I think it is reasonable to suggest if you got the number one pick and you had the rights to Zion Williamson, you more than likely have about 8 years with Zion.
It would be fun. The whole thing's fun. But here's the truth. The Penny thing, that's under their control, and it is more likely. It seems like it's a likely going to happen, whereas the Zion thing is a 6% chance of happening.
And with
that's not a big percent chance.
I did the 247 Sports class calculator. If you just added R.J. Hampton, Precious Achiuwa, Lester Quiñones, that does not even factor in Rajon Tucker, that would give Memphis the consensus number one recruiting class.
That's Precious,
Lester Quiñones, and R.J. Hampton.
That's nuts. Anyway. Okay, we got to take a break. We'll come back with the one story that you have been waiting for. When we return, it's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 11 a.m.
It's spring. Time to get out of the house and try something new, get together with friends, maybe plan a family gathering, and there's no better place to do it than Bounty on Broad, the beautiful farm-to-table restaurant that makes you feel happy as soon as you walk in the door. Try the brunch menu, which may be the best in town. They've got barbecue Benedict with smoked pork shoulder, green cabbage slaw, and poached eggs. They've got waffle Foster with brandied bananas, whipped cream, toasted almond, and powdered sugar. They've got smoked Gouda grits, braised collard greens, and of course, they have the fried Gulf oysters tossed in cornmeal, which are simply the best fried oysters I've ever had. Add a mimosa or a glass of wine, and at Bounty, because of their unique Coravin wine system, all their wines are available by the glass, and it'll be the perfect meal. Bounty can accommodate private parties from 12 all the way up to 200 guests. It's located at 2519 Broad Avenue. Call them today at 901-410-8131 and add some zest to your spring.
J.J. Hottail here. As an ex-professional race car driver, I'm used to taking risks, which isn't always so good when it comes to driving off the track.
Uh-oh.
But that's why I'm insured by Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I can get a great rate regardless of my driving history. They understand that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Save up to 25% with discounts at Direct Auto. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today.
Direct General Group Nashville. Rates vary. Discounts subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts cost.
Season tickets for the 2019 Memphis Tigers football season are on sale now and start at $100 when you buy 4 in the Family Fun Zone and $150 for end zone seats. The 6-game home schedule is highlighted with matchups against regional foe Ole Miss, plus AAC rivals Cincinnati and Navy. A season ticket includes the same great seat for all 6 home games, plus priority options to buy single game tickets, bowl tickets, and more. Be part of the incredible game day experience and get your seats today at GoTigersGo.com or call 901-678-2331. Stripe up.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
It's late, and you accidentally like an old photo of your ex. You unlike it, but it's no use.
No.
The internet is faster than your fingers. You couldn't save yourself from the agony of an unintentional ex-like, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance. While the photo you liked, but actually hate, is becoming your biggest problem,
You should know GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
GEICO even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning GEICO mobile app.
Nice.
It's funny how a misplaced tap could cause such anguish. Speaking of tapping, your local GEICO agent could help you tap into more savings.
Ooh.
You couldn't save yourself from an unintentional X-like, but you could save yourself hundreds with GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said...
So one of my friends is Lexi Johnston. She's a realtor, right? And she's a great realtor. And she, but she had a thread the other day on, someone said, my biggest fear in real estate, this was not her, is accidentally letting out pets during showings. Can you imagine? Seller, how did it go? Agent, well, they didn't like it and your dog ran away, right? And Lexi actually said, me giving feedback. She did a showing and she was giving feedback to the seller. Okay. And she said, you know, the cat was having trouble getting in the kitty door, so we just opened the human door for him. The listing agent says, they don't have a cat.
Oh.
Then though, but
I think that's better than letting
isn't that hilarious? Oh, so it's much better than letting it out.
Yeah.
What happened though in response to this is like all these realtors told these horror stories about literally the time the dog escaped and got hit by a car. Like, can you imagine that?
Now, thank you, Mr. Sunshine.
This was, to be clear, it wasn't Lexi. It was other realtors saying, oh, well, there was one time, and they blamed it on the dog sitter. They said the dog sitter let the dog out.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I'm not, it could have been the dog sitter's fault.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine that, though? You're selling your house, and all of a sudden the dogs end up, whatever, dead?
That's a borderline worst nightmare for me.
I love
my dog.
I wanted to respond to this by saying, do what Jameson Lawn does.
Yes.
What Jameson Lawn does is when they come to your home to treat your lawn, this just happened to me the other day, they put a, because they live in fear of the same thing. And so it is incumbent upon their technicians to put a, there's a little tie, a little green thing.
Looks like a wristband.
Yeah, looks like a wristband, like you get at a bar, right, whatever. And they put it on the gate. So they don't think they closed it. They know they closed it. That is part of the process, right?
Indeed.
And I'm not saying this because, listen, you don't want your lawn company to kill your dog. You don't. But it that's one thing. But you also want a company that thinks like this.
Yes.
That thinks of all of these things. And that is true when it comes to their pest services. It's true when it comes to their termite services. It's true when it comes to their mosquito services. It's true when they come to the, they have that level of care. It's why they've been successful in Memphis since 1939. It is that level of care. Can you imagine they let this cat in the house? Anyway, the phone number for Jameson is 452-1505, or you can go to jamesonpest.com. Let's get to the one story we've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
The one story you have been waiting for is, in fact, a different story than I had planned. Earlier this show, we had Joe call in.
Joey.
We were debating whether, we were talking about whether people actually go back and forth between hair color based on dating, based on previous relationship. Uh-huh. I think that's an absurd theory.
Uh-huh.
It's one of Jeffrey's theories. And Joey called in, and it was heartbreaking, really. And we just thought you should hear it again. Joey on line one. Joey. That wasn't Joey. We had some phone issues, too.
Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Who is this? Hello, Jeff Calkins here.
Hey, Jeff, this is Joey.
Joey, thank you very much. We're going to go with this. Jeffrey is upset, and understandably, because his whole theory of dating has been proven to be poppycock, and I'm glad you've called in to put him in his place.
Yeah, here's just a couple things, Jeff. I mean, I can kind of see what he's talking about. You want to change up something after a failed relationship or an ended relationship or whatever. But, I mean, it all depends on a couple things. Number one, age and availability. Like, if I was 23 again, I could sure say, oh, I don't like the blonde girl that I was just with, so I'm going to go with a brunette. But guess what? I'm 38, and I'm bald, and I'm not necessarily in a situation where I can just pick and choose exactly who I want to be with.
Let me ask you this. Don't you find that at 38, are you remarried? Have you married? Ever been married?
No, I've been engaged 3 times.
Oh, my goodness. And what color hair did they have?
The first had dark hair. The second had, all three of them had dark hair.
See, so they, and who ended the engagements, I don't want to make this painful for you. Who ended the engagements?
No, that's all right. The first time it was mutual. We were both about 25, and it was just too early. The second one, she tore my heart out of my chest and ended our engagement and broke up via text message.
Oh, my God. How far in front of the marriage? What did the text message say?
This has been 5 years ago. I don't remember.
What was the essence of it? Sorry, we're not getting married?
Yeah, basically, hey, I'm not going to come back. I'm just moved back home, and I'm not going to see you anymore.
But the point is, as it pertains to hair color, she was a brunette. She tore your heart out, and the next person to whom you were engaged was a brunette.
Also brunette, yes.
Yeah, you have, in fact, proved my theory. Thank you very much.
Okay, two things about that. One is, I really wish, first of all, prayers up for Joey. Right.
Although I will say this.
He didn't seem, like,
he did not seem to be,
him.
He seemed to
Although,
be,
let's be honest, he did say at 38 bald, he doesn't have he can't pick and choose now.
Correct.
Right?
Right.
If you know Joey, by the way, fix him up with someone. Like, he sounds like a good guy. He's open, he's an open-hearted fellow.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. He has the right demeanor.
Yeah. He's good-spirited about this. He understands. You just, but there was this one moment in that call where I reacted just viscerally to the three engagements. Can we isolate that really quickly?
So are you remarried? Have you married? Ever been married?
No, I've been engaged 3 times.
Oh my goodness!
Like this.
Which is not worse, because nothing's worse. I'm not judging anybody.
Sure.
Right? As someone who's been in many a failed relationship myself.
Sure.
Which is more of difficult? We'll put it that way. Being married 3 times, if someone tells you I've been married 3 times, or someone tells you I've been engaged 3 times and none of them worked out, which is, what are you thinking about each?
That the guy that's been married 3 times has less money.
What? You went right to money here?
Yeah, that's generally, you said, what am I thinking?
I think
an engagement at least is...
What do you think about them as human beings? Like, as do you think they just got us? If you've been engaged 3 times,
correct.
That's probably better. It's much easier to clean up a broken engagement than a broken marriage.
I would presume. I don't know from experience.
Just,
yes.
Yeah, you don't have.
I would presume.
There's no legal things to be disentangled.
Right. You don't have to get lawyers.
There's no depositions.
You don't.
So,
yes.
Better to have been engaged 3 times than married 3 times, right?
I think so. That would be my stance.
Hey, by the way, if you go to Mosa today, my son is its first day ever of a job.
All right.
This is my kid who's on the autism spectrum. He's very high functioning. People were so nice. Like Kelly English, I said this before. Kelly English reached out. The folks at Rail Garden reached out. Other folks reached out. But Michelle, who owns Mosa, which is close to where we live, interviewed him for an hour and offered him a spot. And so he's running food to the tables at Mosa today. People are so nice. Shout out to Andy and shout out to Michelle and the folks and all the other people who were nice enough to give a slightly quirkier kid a chance. And I appreciate that. What's next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Ernie Kuiper joins their program at 12:25. Jeff will also join them at 1:25. I'll be hosting right here on 99 from 2 to 4. Ryan Glasspiegel of The Big Lead joins me, as does Drew Hill. Also on the GP show today, John Martin at 4:20, as well as Jeff at 5 o'clock. Make sure you listen to the top of each and every hour for your chance to win $1,000 with Unicorn Cash.
Howie K. asks if he bought engagement rings for all of them. If so, we do hope it is with, of course, Howard.
Okay.
Yes.
Robert Irwin Jewelers.
At Robert Irwin Jewelers. All right, we got to get out of here. Thanks for listening. Our work here is done.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Home with the Jason and John Show. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. A radio.com sports station.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookson, the owner, has won 8 world championships. She was the first woman inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. She's the reason USA Today said a visit to Memphis Barbecue Company is, quote, worth the pilgrimage. I've personally been going there for years. You need to get there and taste it for yourself. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
It's the biggest and best Cinco de Mayo party east of Mexico. So celebrate like there's no mañana. It starts at noon on Sunday, May 5th at the Fitz Casino and Hotel.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.